It's been, about 3 weeks since we've talked about craft and local beer here on the roundtable, so we're going to fix that now and talk about a brew fest. But we're not really going to talk about the beer. Instead, we're going to talk about the two great nonprofits who are benefiting from the beer festival this weekend. It's Saturday from 4 to 8 at the Queensbury Hotel, and it's the Glens Falls Brew Fest, a local beer event with proceeds going to support the Adirondack Theater Festival and the Feeder Canal Alliance. Here to tell us more about those wonderful organizations, we welcome Heather Carroll, Managing Director of Adirondack Theater Festival, and Gene Williams, Executive Director of the Feeder Canal Alliance. Welcome to you both. Great to have you both here.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
It's wonderful to have you here. So, Heather, you were with us last year.
I was, yes.
And you were just starting last year.
Yeah.
It was like your baptism by fire.
Trial by fire, yeah.
Yeah. So, and this is a big fundraiser. We were just talking to the Capital Region Food Pantry. The Food Pantries of the Capital Region. This is a big deal for them. This is a big deal for you.
It sure is. Yeah, we are a nonprofit organization, and our ticket sales cover about 50% of our, you know, the cost to produce our show. So we really rely on events like this, fundraisers, you know, grants, donations to help us fulfill our mission.
And as far as the Feeder Canal Alliance, you've been a part of this event for a long time too.
Right. The three organizers of the event, John Cordes, Bill
Mason
and Chris Reed, started together. They were all board members, or they had wives who were board members of our two organizations, and they figured this would be a perfect fundraiser for both organizations.
So give us a sense of how the festival works and how it ultimately helps you and the community.
Mm-hmm. For the Feeder Canal Alliance, we're a very small organization. Our budget is probably around $40,000 a year. We are stewards of the Feeder Canal Trail and five parks along the trail. We have approximately 89,000 uses of that trail per year. What this money helps us do is to make our organization run. It helps pay for the office, my salary, and other things. But the fundraiser helps us leverage money for other things that we do. We've brought in almost $500,000 in grants for preservation along the Feeder Canal. And with a teeny tiny budget, this money really helps us leverage other monies to be able to preserve things.
And for the Adirondack Theater?
Well, you know, as I said, we're a nonprofit. We work hard to keep our ticket prices as low as we can to, you know, really bring in as many community members as we can to our events in the summer, our productions. So, you know, the money raised from Brewfest really helps to offset our production expenses, and we wouldn't be able to do it without Brewfest.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Brewfest. What are some of the numbers? What do we know about what will be happening on Saturday afternoon?
Well, Saturday will be set up at the Queensbury Hotel from 4 to 8. We have 65 brewers. We'll be there this year. 65 breweries and cideries. Yeah, we're pretty excited about that. So
yeah.
We really take over the whole first floor of the Queensbury.
Yes, you do.
And yeah, it's like a little,
beer city.
Beer city, yeah. It's an adventure going from room to room, figuring out what's all set up each year.
Elbowing your way through. And so the way it works is you go in and you go in, you get a ticket, you get a glass, and then you kind of meander your way through.
Exactly. Yeah, sample whatever you like. Like I said, 65 different choices, different breweries, and each one has at least two or three different offerings. So you have a lot to choose from.
And the nice part about it is that it's, I would say it's a fairly, I don't want to say low-key, but it's not like a rowdy event.
It is. Yeah, we're really lucky to have the Queensbury Hotel. We've had the event there since the beginning.
Yeah.
It's really a unique spot. You know, a lot of other brewfests are set up in a more of a sterile kind of event space where it's loud. The Queensbury is nice and intimate and, a little more laid back.
We also have, from 5 to 7, we have samples of food while the food lasts from seven different local restaurants who are providing food for the people who attend the event.
And that's free of charge. It's included in your admission.
Yeah.
So that's also something that makes our event a little bit unique.
And the food's really good.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's really good food. The event has, I think I've been there since the very beginning. It is an awful lot of fun. And one of the things about it is that from the the beer snob in me, it's really fun to sit down and talk to the people who are creating this amazing beer in our region.
Absolutely. We're lucky to have a lot of our, you know, local breweries. We have such an awesome selection here in the Glens Falls area, in the Capital Region area, and a lot of them will be there at the event, and they'll be there talking to you know, our visitors about what they produce.
And it's a good time, too, because spring stuff is coming out and all the good spring beers. So,
and we also have a wonderful band that we've had for a couple of years. Forthland Road is a local band. They're kind of an Irish and semi-rock band.
Yep.
The music is wonderful. People almost hate to leave because of the band.
Yeah, they're there. They're in the center room, and right. And they sound great. And if you go into the other rooms, you can still hear them. And it's really fun as you meander your way through the hotel. And you're pretty much at capacity, right? I couldn't imagine you getting any more in there unless you take over the pool area.
I know. It's tempting every year. And we talk about it every time.
Yeah.
And sometimes people do wander in there.
Yeah. Not a good idea, but anyway.
Yeah, we get about 1,000 people each year, give or take a few.
Wow.
So any more than that, we're going to be at capacity, over capacity. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. Real quick. Tell us a little bit about the festival and you're running this year and what you got going on.
Sure,
this summer.
We just announced our season, so we open on June 21st. We have got a great lineup. You know, as last year. Last year was a wonderful season for us. We had like record breaking attendance. So we're gonna top it this year. So we open on June 21st with a musical called Island Song. Songs from this show have been sung on all over the country on 6 continents, including Antarctica, which is pretty cool.
Very cool.
There's never been a full production. So we will have the world premiere of Island Song on June 21st in Glens Falls. We've got following up after that, A Comedy of Manners, which is a sort of a modern farce. Should be a lot of fun, July 12th through 16th. After that, a show called Home, which is a little bit different in tone. It's a real kind of heartfelt musical. About a woman, you know, going back to her hometown and rediscovering her home and her family. And after that, let's see, August 10th through 13th, we have a show called Everything in Its Place, The Life and Slimes of Mark Summers, which will be starring Mark Summers.
Of Double Dare.
And
fame.
Yep, absolutely. We're happy to have him here in Glens Falls. He also is the producer of Restaurant Impossible, a number of other shows.
Yeah.
So he'll be here. It's a show that we've been developing with him about his career, his life. He's had a struggle with OCD. So it's a production we've developed with
him.
Can you
imagine
that?
The guy that's been slimed more than anybody else has OCD. I mean, I remember hearing that story. Go, oh my God, Al, like what you'll do for food. Atfestival.org. You can find out more information. And we have 30 seconds left, but if you can tell us just quickly about what's coming up for the feeder canal.
Sure. We have a cleanup day along the canal on Saturday, April 19th or 16th. All volunteers are welcome. And we also have a canoe and kayak race on June 4th. You can call our office or you can visit our website, feedercanal.org, for more information.
Feedercanal.org for more information. Also, GlensFallsBrewFest.com for more information about the festival, which runs 4 to 8 Saturday at the Queensbury Hotel in Glens Falls, New York. Gene Williams and Heather Carroll, I thank you so much for being here with us. It's a great pleasure to have you both here.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Coming up next, NPR coverage of the president's announcement of his nomination for the Supreme Court, coming up next on the Roundtable.